702, The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
And as always at this time, we look at the major stories on the continent. Always a pleasure to welcome Crystal Audison. Good morning to you. Crystal, of course, Nigeria has signed the Africa Free Trade Agreement. What's the response of business in Nigeria?
Good morning, Bongani. Yes, Nigerian commerce have welcomed the announcement by President Buhari that the country will be signing up to this African free trade deal, because they say for years Nigeria has been reliant on oil and it's actually made business quite lazy. They've not expanded their manufacturing base, and in fact signing the deal will mean that African, or at least Nigerian, businesses would become more competitive, and they can't wait. In fact, they say, you know, President Buhari should sign it tomorrow. So, of course, with South Africa and Nigeria signing up, this could be a game changer for the countries. But President Buhari, of course, was at first quite reluctant to sign it, because he said, well, you know, they should defend Nigerian business first and be careful. But Nigerian business said, well, actually, let's get a move on this so that we can become competitive, that we can start engaging with the rest of the continent. And, of course, we know that in terms of numbers, 1.2 billion people on the continent, $3.5 trillion of trade, that's expected to increase with another 50%. So it's all systems go. But I think on paper, the deal, of course, looks good, Bongani, but we still need to look, what does it mean in practice in terms of for border controls, for port controls, and, of course, the issue of infrastructure. But on the positive, if we look at, you know, trade blocks like ECOWAS in West Africa, SADC and the East African Community, you know, that's been functioning quite well. So people generally are quite optimistic that this will be a game changer for the continent, Bongani.
And now in Rwanda we go, where, of course, hundreds of churches and mosques were shut down in March. And now new legislation for how faith groups should operate in that country.
Yes, Bongani, so about 700 churches and mosques were closed in a bid down to clamp down on illegal activities. So now the draft law will require all clergy to have a university education before preaching. It will also bar clergy who's been convicted of crimes of genocide and genocidal ideology and discrimination. Now, of course, the broader context of this is, Bongani, that in 94, several church leaders were amongst those accused of killing people or aiding or abetting during that terrible genocide in 1994. So I think the country is quite weary of the flourishing of churches, and some, they simply say they need to create some order. And the country has witnessed a massive increase of churches in urban and rural areas. And so, of course, the shutdown caused major criticism, especially from the Pentecostal churches. But the government is saying, look, some of these churches are just mushrooming all over. They're exploiting poor people, and they must be controlled. So now what we see is that it's the draft law is now being discussed at committee level, and it should be brought before Parliament shortly and then passed. So the Rwanda is saying, well, fine for all these churches to be up, but you cannot be there to exploit people, and there must be some law and order, Bongani.
All right. There are many, of course, who would argue that we should follow suit. Crystal Audison there with this morning's Africa Report.